always talked about whenever we were in youth group was keeping our faith in college. And that was always a pretty big thing. And I thought I knew, like, you know, it's pretty easy to think, right? Like it should be pretty easy. Like, especially, I didn't go to school very far away. So, you know, like, come here. Oh, yeah, I can keep my faith. But it wasn't quite that simple. So my first year, I decided to look for a different church just because I wanted to explore my options and just kind of see, like, what's out there. And there were a lot of things. It was pretty crazy, actually, some of the things I saw. But it was really interesting. But eventually, something just wasn't quite clicking, I guess. And I ended up just pretty much not really going to church for about 1 year-ish, my first year pretty much. And that was like, it was a pretty low point, I would say, in my life. I didn't do anything crazy. no like felonies or anything, you know. But, you know, just not quite walking with the Lord. So what does this have to do with Urbana? It was like, you're just like sharing a testimony, which, yeah, you're right. So going back to Urbana, one of the messages that one of the speakers was talking about was on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. And I'm sure most of you know it, but if you don't, basically there were 10 virgins. They were waiting for the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise ones brought extra oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones did not bring any oil. And they all fell asleep. Bridegroom came, or was on the way. It was announced. And then, like, the foolish ones were like, hey, give us some oil because we don't have any. And the wise ones are like, nah, man, go buy your own. And then they went to go buy their own. The bridegroom comes. The 5 wise ones go with the groom. And then the foolish ones are left out. The door is shut, and they cannot go in. So one of the things that the speaker focused on, was the part where the foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil. And it was really interesting what he said, because he said something like that oil was sort of a metaphor for your faith. And I was like, okay, what does that kind of mean? And he goes on to say, like, whenever the 5 foolish ones ask the wise ones for their oil, like, it's not so simple as to, oh, here, have some oil, but it's like being prepared, right? And that you have to have a sort of a strong faith in order to be ready for the bridegroom. And you can't borrow somebody else's faith. That really hit me pretty hard. I was like, it made me think back to like the 1 year that I just told you guys about, but where I wasn't really walking with the Lord. It made me go back and like have sort of memory lapses about it. And it also made me think about what exactly was my faith based on. Like, your faith isn't based on how many friends you have at church or your talents or your abilities. Like, it's not based on any of these things, but it's based on Jesus and how he died for us. But that seems like really common sense, right? Like, going to college, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, I mean, my faith is grounded in Jesus, deep roots like a tree in Christ. But like most people that have been students, you all know that you don't really know what you know until you're tested, or until the test comes. And the first year of college was definitely a really big test for me. even though I don't go to school very far away, like I said, college is still a really different environment, and it definitely makes you step out of your comfort zone sometimes, or all the time, really. And it's just really a mess. But obviously I'm here, so I eventually came back, right? But coming back, I still wasn't completely satisfied with sort of what my faith was based on, or like just like my faith in general, I guess. Because even though coming back, still sort of felt like I was just sort of like following a routine, and it wasn't really genuine, I guess. But again, tying back to Urbana, after going to Urbana, I think Urbana was sort of like a first step in sort of just realizing like what my faith is based on, and just how hard it really is to keep your faith in this world, because there's so many distractions and temptations, and it is a really rough world. I haven't even gone through most of it, but just like seeing glimpses, it's like, yeah, this is, currently just like trying to find a personal relationship with Christ, or more personal, I guess, because like I said earlier, like you can't borrow someone else's faith. Like everyone in their life has to have this encounter with God, otherwise you could just be, you know, following routine, because without God, we just basically come into a building to sing some songs and listen to a guy talk. You know, like, it's kind of, meh. Not really what you would expect on a Sunday morning, but, yeah. Pretty much now, I think, I'm just on the road, just kind of moving along, and like I said, Urbana was this sort of eye-opening experience to me, and it was definitely a first step in a newer relationship with Christ. Thank you.
Today we are going to be looking at the theme for our new year, which we'll be getting into a little bit. And this past year, we
always talked about whenever we were in youth group was keeping our faith in college, and that was always a pretty big thing, and I thought I knew, like, you know, it's pretty easy to think, right? Like it should be pretty easy. Like, especially, I didn't go to school very far away, so, you know, like, come here. Oh, yeah, I can keep my faith. But it wasn't quite that simple. So my first year, I decided to look for a different church just because I wanted to explore my options and just kind of see, like, what's out there. And there were a lot of things. It was pretty crazy, actually, some of the things I saw, but it was really interesting. But eventually, something just wasn't quite clicking, I guess, and I ended up just pretty much not really going to church for about 1 year-ish, my first year, pretty much. And that was, like, it was a pretty low point, I would say, in my life. I didn't do anything crazy, no like felonies or anything, you know, but you know, just not quite walking with the Lord. So what does this have to do with Urbana? It was like, They just liked sharing a testimony, which, yeah, you're right. So going back to Urbana, one of the messages that one of the speakers was talking about was on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. And I'm sure most of you know it, but if you don't, basically there were 10 virgins. They were waiting for the bridegroom. Five were wise, five were foolish. The wise ones brought extra oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones did not bring any oil. And they all fell asleep. Bridegroom came, or was on the way. It was announced. And then, like, the foolish ones were like, hey, give us some oil because we don't have any. And the wise ones are like, nah, man, go buy your own. And then they went to go buy their own. The bridegroom comes. The five wise ones go with the broom or groom. And then the foolish ones are left out. The door is shut, and they cannot go in. So one of the things that he focused on, the speaker focused on, was the part where the foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil. And it was really interesting what he said, because he said something like that oil was sort of a metaphor for your faith. And I was like, okay, what does that kind of mean? And he goes on to say, like, whenever the five foolish ones ask the wise ones for their oil, like, it's not so simple as to, oh, here, have some oil, but it's like being prepared, right? And that you have to have a sort of a strong faith in order to be ready for the bridegroom. And you can't borrow somebody else's faith. That really hit me pretty hard. I was like, it made me think back to like the 1 year that I just told you guys about, but where I didn't really, wasn't really walking with the Lord. It made me go back and like have sort of memory lapses about it. And it also made me think about what exactly was my faith based on. Like, your faith isn't based on how many friends you have at church or your talents or your abilities. Like, it's not based on any of these things, but it's based on Jesus and how he died for us. But that seems like really common sense, right? Like, going to college, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, I mean, my faith is grounded in Jesus, deep roots like a tree in Christ. But like most people that have been students, you all know that you don't really know what you know until you're tested, or until the test comes. And the first year of college was definitely a really big test for me. Even though I don't go to school very far away, like I said, college is still a really different environment, and it definitely makes you step out of your comfort zone sometimes, or all the time, really. And it's really, it's just really a mess. But obviously I'm here, so I eventually came back, right? But coming back, I still wasn't completely satisfied with sort of what my faith was based on, or like just like my faith in general, I guess. Because even though coming back, it still sort of felt like I was just sort of like following a routine, and it wasn't really genuine, I guess. But again, tying back to Urbana, after going to Urbana, I think Urbana was sort of like a first step in sort of just realizing like what my faith is based on, and just how hard it really is to keep your faith in this world, because there's so many distractions and temptations, and it is a really rough world. I haven't even gone through most of it, but just like seeing glimpses, it's like, currently just like trying to find a personal relationship with Christ, or more personal, I guess. Because, like I said earlier, like, you can't borrow someone else's faith. Like, everyone in their life has to have this encounter with God. Otherwise, you could just be, you know, following routine. Because without God, we just basically come into a building to sing some songs and listen to a guy talk. You know, like, it's kind of meh. Not really what you would expect on a Sunday morning, but... pretty much now, I think I'm just on the road, just kind of moving along, and like I said, Urbana was this sort of eye-opening experience to me, and it was definitely a first step in a newer relationship with Christ. Thank you.
Today we are going to be looking at the theme for our new year, which we'll be getting into a little bit. And this past year,
we always talked about whenever we were in youth group was keeping our faith in college, and that was always a pretty big thing. And I thought I knew, like, you know, it's pretty easy to think, right? Like it should be pretty easy, like, especially I didn't go to school very far away, so, you know, like, come here, oh yeah, I can keep my faith. But it wasn't quite that simple. So my first year, I decided to look for a different church just because I wanted to explore my options and just kind of see, like, what's out there. And there were a lot of things. It was pretty crazy, actually, some of the things I saw. But it was really interesting. But eventually, something just wasn't quite clicking, I guess. And I ended up just pretty much not really going to church for about 1 year-ish, my first year pretty much. And that was like, it was a pretty low point, I would say, in my life. I didn't do anything crazy. no like felonies or anything, you know. But, you know, just not quite walking with the Lord. So what does this have to do with Urbana? It was like, you're just like sharing a testimony, which, yeah, you're right. So going back to Urbana, one of the messages that one of the speakers was talking about was on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. And I'm sure most of you know it, but if you don't, basically there were 10 virgins. They were waiting for the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise ones brought extra oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones did not bring any oil. And they all fell asleep. Bridegroom came, or was on the way. It was announced. And then, like, the foolish ones were like, hey, give us some oil because we don't have any. And the wise ones are like, nah, man, go buy your own. And then they went to go buy their own. The bridegroom comes. The 5 wise ones go with the groom, and then the foolish ones are left out, the door shut, and they cannot go in. So one of the things that the speaker focused on was the part where the foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil. And it was really interesting what he said, because he said something like, that oil was sort of a metaphor for your faith. And I was like, okay, what does that kind of mean? And he goes on to say, like, whenever the five foolish ones ask the wise ones for their oil, like, it's not so simple as to, oh, here, have some oil, but it's like being prepared, right? And that you have to have a sort of a strong faith in order to be ready for the bridegroom. And you can't borrow somebody else's faith. That really hit me pretty hard. I was like, it made me think back to like the 1 year that I just told you guys about, but where I wasn't really walking with the Lord. It made me go back and like have sort of memory lapses about it. And it also made me think about what exactly was my faith based on. Like, your faith isn't based on how many friends you have at church or your talents or your abilities. Like, it's not based on any of these things, but it's based on Jesus and how he died for us. But that seems like really common sense, right? Like, going to college, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, I mean, my faith is grounded in Jesus, deep roots like a tree in Christ. But like most people that have been students, you all know that you don't really know what you know until you're tested, or until the test comes. And the first year of college was definitely a really big test for me. Even though I don't go to school very far away, like I said, college is still a really different environment, and it definitely makes you step out of your comfort zone sometimes, or all the time, really. And it's just really a mess. But obviously I'm here, so I eventually came back, right? But coming back, I still wasn't completely satisfied with sort of what my faith was based on, or like just like my faith in general, I guess, because even though coming back, it still sort of felt like I was just sort of like following a routine, and it wasn't really genuine, I guess. But again, tying back to Urbana, after going to Urbana, I think Urbana was sort of like a first step in sort of just realizing like what my faith is based on, and just how hard it really is to keep your faith in this world, because there's so many distractions and temptations, and it is a really rough world. I haven't even gone through most of it, but just like seeing glimpses, it's like, yeah, this is currently just like trying to find a personal relationship with Christ, or more personal, I guess, because like I said earlier, like, you can't borrow someone else's faith. Like, everyone in their life has to have this encounter with God, otherwise you could just be, you know, following routine, because without God, we just basically come into a building to sing some songs and listen to a guy talk. You know, like, it's kind of meh. Not really what you would expect on a Sunday morning, but yeah. Pretty much now, I think that I'm just on the road, just kind of moving along, and like I said, Urbana was this sort of eye-opening experience to me, and It was definitely a first step in a newer relationship with Christ.
Thank you.
Today we are going to be looking at the theme for our new year, which we'll be getting into a little bit. And this past year,
we always talked about whenever we were in youth group was keeping our faith in college, and that was always a pretty big thing. And I thought I knew, like, you know, it's pretty easy to think, right? Like it should be pretty easy. Like, especially I didn't go to school very far away, so, you know, like, come here. Oh yeah, I can keep my faith. But it wasn't quite that simple. So my first year, I decided to look for a different church, just because I wanted to explore my options and just kind of see, like, what's out there. And there were a lot of things. It was pretty crazy, actually, some of the things I saw. But it was really interesting. But eventually, something just wasn't quite clicking, I guess. And I ended up just pretty much not really going to church for about 1 year-ish, my first year pretty much. And that was like, it was a pretty low point, I would say, in my life. I didn't do anything crazy, no like felonies or anything, you know, but you know, just not quite walking with the Lord. So what does this have to do with Urbana? It was like, you're just like sharing a testimony, which, yeah, you're right. So going back to Urbana, one of the messages that one of the speakers was talking about was on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. And I'm sure most of you know it, but if you don't, basically there were 10 virgins. They were waiting for the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise ones brought extra oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones did not bring any oil. And they all fell asleep. Bridegroom came, or was on the way. It was announced. And then, like, the foolish ones are like, hey, give us some oil because we don't have any. And the wise ones are like, nah, man, go buy your own. And then they went to go buy their own. The bridegroom comes. The 5 wise ones go with the groom. And then the foolish ones are left out. The door is shut and they cannot go in. So one of the things that the speaker focused on was the part where the foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil. And it was really interesting what he said, because he said something like that oil was sort of a metaphor for your faith. And I was like, okay, what does that kind of mean? And he goes on to say, like, whenever the 5 foolish ones asked the wise ones for their oil, like, it's not so simple as to, oh, here, have some oil, but it's like being prepared, right? And that you have to have a sort of a strong faith in order to be ready for the bridegroom. And you can't borrow somebody else's faith. That really hit me pretty hard. I was like, it made me think back to like the 1 year that I just told you guys about, but where I wasn't really walking with the Lord. It made me go back and like have sort of memory lapses about it, and it also made me think about what exactly was my faith based on. Like, your faith isn't based on how many friends you have at church, or your talents, or your abilities. Like, it's not based on any of these things, but it's based on Jesus and how he died for us. But that seems like really common sense, right? Like, going to college, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, I mean, my faith is grounded in Jesus, deep roots like a tree in Christ. But like most people that have been students, you all know that you don't really know what you know until you're tested, or until the test comes. And the first year of college was definitely a really big test for me. Even though I don't go to school very far away, like I said, college is still a really different environment, and it definitely makes you step out of your comfort zone sometimes, or all the time, really. And it's really, it's just really a mess. But obviously I'm here, so I eventually came back, right? But coming back, I still wasn't completely satisfied with sort of what my faith was based on, or like just like my faith in general, I guess. Because even though coming back, it still sort of felt like I was just sort of like following a routine, and it wasn't really genuine, I guess. But again, tying back to Urbana, after going to Urbana, I think Urbana was sort of like a first step in sort of just realizing like what my faith is based on, and just how hard it really is to keep your faith in this world, because there's so many distractions and temptations, and it's it is a really rough world. I haven't even gone through most of it, but just like seeing glimpses, it's like, yeah, this is currently just like trying to find a personal relationship with Christ, or more personal, I guess, because like I said earlier, like, you can't borrow someone else's faith. Like, everyone in their life has to have this encounter with God. Otherwise, you could just be, you know, following routine, because without God, we just basically come into a building to sing some songs and listen to a guy talk. You know, like, it's kind of, not really what you would expect on a Sunday morning, but yeah. Pretty much now, I think I'm just on the road, just kind of moving along, and like I said, Urbana was this sort of eye-opening experience to me, and it was definitely a first step in a newer relationship with Christ.
Thank you.
Today we're going to be looking at the theme for our new year, which we'll be getting into a little bit. And this past year,
we always talked about whenever we were in youth group was keeping our faith in college. And that was always a pretty big thing. And I thought I knew, like, you know, it's pretty easy to think, right? Like it should be pretty easy. Like, especially, I didn't go to school very far away. So, you know, like, come here. Oh, yeah, I can keep my faith. But it wasn't quite that simple. So my first year, I decided to look for a different church just because I wanted to explore my options and just kind of see, like, what's out there. And there were a lot of things. It was pretty crazy, actually, some of the things I saw. But it was really interesting. But eventually, something just wasn't quite clicking, I guess, and I ended up just pretty much not really going to church for about 1 year-ish, my first year pretty much. And that was like, it was a pretty low point, I would say, in my life. I didn't do anything crazy, no like felonies or anything, you know, but you know, just not quite walking with the Lord. So what does this have to do with Urbana? It was like, you're just like sharing a testimony, which, yeah, you're right. So going back to Urbana, one of the messages that one of the speakers was talking about was on the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. And I'm sure most of you know it, but if you don't, basically there were 10 virgins. They were waiting for the bridegroom. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The wise ones brought extra oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones did not bring any oil. And they all fell asleep. Bridegroom came, or was on the way. It was announced. And then, like, the foolish ones were like, hey, give us some oil because we don't have any. And the wise ones are like, nah, man, go buy your own. And then they went to go buy their own. The bridegroom comes. The 5 wise ones go with the groom. And then the foolish ones are left out. The door is shut and they cannot go in. So one of the things that the speaker focused on was the part where the foolish virgins asked the wise ones for oil. And it was really interesting what he said, because he said something like that oil was sort of a metaphor for your faith. And I was like, okay, what does that kind of mean? And he goes on to say, like, whenever the 5 foolish ones ask the wise ones for their oil, like, it's not so simple as to, oh, here, have some oil, but it's like being prepared, right? And that you have to have a sort of a strong faith in order to be ready for the bridegroom. And you can't borrow somebody else's faith. That really hit me pretty hard. I was like, it made me think back to like the 1 year that I just told you guys about, where I wasn't really walking with the Lord. It made me go back and like have sort of memory lapses about it, and it also made me think about what exactly was my faith based on. Like, your faith isn't based on how many friends you have at church, or your talents, or your abilities. Like, it's not based on any of these things, but it's based on Jesus and how he died for us. But that seems like really common sense, right? Like, going to college, I was like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, my faith is grounded in Jesus. Deep roots like a tree in Christ. But like most people that have been students, you all know that you don't really know what you know until you're tested, or until the test comes. And the first year of college was definitely a really big test for me. Even though I don't go to school very far away, like I said, college is still a really different environment, and it definitely makes you step out of your comfort zone sometimes, or all the time, really. And it's really, it's just really a mess. But obviously I'm here, so I eventually came back, right? But coming back, I still wasn't completely satisfied with sort of what my faith was based on, or like just like my faith in general, I guess, because even though coming back, it still sort of felt like I was just sort of like following a routine, and it wasn't really genuine, I guess. But again, tying back to Urbana, after going to Urbana, I think Urbana was sort of like a first step in sort of just realizing like what my faith is based on and just how hard it really is to keep your faith in this world, because there's so many distractions and temptations, and it is a really rough world. I haven't even gone through most of it, but just like seeing glimpses, it's like, yeah, this is, currently just like trying to find a personal relationship with Christ, or more personal, I guess, because like I said earlier, like you can't borrow someone else's faith. Like everyone in their life has to have this encounter with God. Otherwise, you could just be, you know, following routine, because without God, we just basically come into a building to sing some songs and listen to a guy talk. You know, like, it's kind of, meh. Not really what you would expect on a Sunday morning, but, yeah. Pretty much now, I think I'm just on the road, just kind of moving along, and like I said, Urbana was this sort of eye-opening experience to me, and it was definitely a first step in a newer relationship with Christ.
Thank you.
Today we are going to be looking at the theme for our new year, which we'll be getting into a little bit. And this past year we were